Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. It's my pleasure to be part of your day. A little bit of Van Halen to bring us in there with a little jumping. We're going to jump right into an interview with our good friend Jeffrey Zabar. And he, as you know, is the chief home officer, the author of a number of books on home-based businesses, including Safe at Home, which is a really important book if you're home-based or want to be. Home Office Know-How, also Teleworking and Telecommuting. And he's a 2001 SBA Small Business Journalist of the Year and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Jeffrey Zabar. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, as always. Thank you. Thank you for having me, Jim.
Good to have you back. Jeff, I remember I was telling the audience earlier that about my experiences being home-based. Now, my first home-based experience, I was a teleworker. Back in the 70s, I was the teleworker, 70s and early 80s, with for Xerox. I actually managed a part of a state for them, and I say managed it. I was in charge of sales for that area, and I worked out of my home, and I did it for 6 years, and I loved it.
Absolutely.
And then about 7 or 8 years after that, I started my own business. And I remember, Jeffrey, I remember the moment when it happened. It was 8:35 on Monday, May 21st, 1989. But the thing is when I built this house that I was in at the time, I built it in 1977, I built an office in the basement.
Right.
And so all that time, I had a regular business office in my basement, and I did everything I could do to design that room and to equip that room so that when I closed the door behind me, I could have been in any office building anywhere in the country.
Right.
I had the tools.
So few people do that. So few people do that. When they start to work from home, I've written a couple articles, many articles about the topic, but I've written a couple that start, you're launching your home-based business, so you choose the best location. It's a big table where you can spread your papers, has a chair right there or a couple of them. It has a phone hanging right on the wall. Even the corporate cafeteria is right beside you because you've set your office up in the kitchen. And, the humor of it is there, but the detriment and the downsides of having an office anywhere in the home other than maybe not an office in an old bedroom where you have a door that closes, what I call the power tool of the home office, that door that you can close and leave it behind on the weekend or get solitude during the workday. But you got to find a space that works, regardless of where it is. If you don't have a room to spare, find a space that works best for you. And you luckily had a basement to work with.
It's really hard. It's awfully hard to be effective and efficient and productive if you don't have a place you can kind of close up, set it up like you want it and close up. If you go back to the roll top in the corner and while you were away somebody put a bunch of household bills down or they laid the remote down on top of your stuff or whatever it might be. Or they moved your stuff aside and did their own stuff. It would seem to me that'd be awfully hard. I mean, I really encourage people, if you're going to be home based, you've created a business. This is an entity, and you got to find some way to segregate your work so when you leave it that it's like it was when you come back.
It's hard to even know where to. You touch so many points there that there are so many compelling arguments to what you just said that it's hard to even know where to start. Because yes, people will come in. They'll put their stuff on top of your stuff. They'll come in and they'll. If it's an open area, it's like a free for all, and it's sort of like everyone's opportunity. Not that they're doing anything deliberately. They're just. It's sort of like benign neglect where they're coming in and they're messing with your stuff. My dad always had a sign. He was a physician and worked from a hospital, and he had an office in the hospital. hospital, and he had a big sign on top of the stacks and stacks and reams of paper and folders, said, please don't straighten out the mess in my office. You'll confuse me and screw up my whole world. So, and that's regardless of whether you're organized or cluttered, you need your own space.
I work in organizational clutter.
You know what? If you know where your stuff is, it's your form of organization, and it's all good. You know, too often we just, again, through a form of benign neglect, we just let the piles go. But we know where the stuff is, and that's really what's key is if you know where your things are, if you can get to it. You know, they say be able to find it in 5 seconds or less. Okay, I don't know about 5 seconds or less, but if I know where it is and I can get it, generally where it is, then it's cool.
Here's the thing, Jeff. If you are home based, you're probably alone. Alone meaning you don't have anybody to help you.
Right.
You're probably doing it all by yourself, and so you can't afford to be all discombobulated by having your stuff mixed up with household stuff and everything else. You've got to figure out a way to segregate it somehow, because if you don't, what's going to wind up happening, you're going to have an abort. You're going to have a failure on your hands.
Right.
And you've really got to figure out how to get organized. And I don't know if that's, you know, baskets or file folders or what, if you can't have your own space. But I'll tell you, I really would like to recommend to people, depending on what kind of business you're creating here, I'd like to recommend maybe that you not do it until you got a place where you can be organized. Because Jeff, that's probably a strong statement. You know, somebody might say, well, I just don't have room. I want to start my business. Well, you know what? I want you to start a business too, but I want you to be successful. And I don't want you to start out with two strikes against you.
Well, you and I have had this conversation where I've said, you know, you don't either get canned on Friday or give the pink slip to your boss on Friday and then open up, you know, hang your shingle on Monday. If your opportunity is there and you see a plan and you have something you want to do and you want to pursue entrepreneurship, you take 3, 6, 9, 12 months and plan, and part of that planning should be planning your office space and designing your office space to work for you. Again, if you don't have a dedicated space, that's all okay. Not everyone has that opportunity. Tell that to somebody living in a 600 square foot flat in New York City that they can't open an office. Well, maybe you can. You just have to plan it.
Yeah, and schedule it. But you can still segregate your work so that it has its own area, and so that it can be, it'll be what it'll be the way you left it when you come back. Stand
Absolutely.
By 20 after. We're going to be right back with Jeffrey Zabar. He is the Chief Home Officer. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Hey, Mr. Tambourine Man, play a song.
I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. That's where you can find the show and all the other things we have here. And also askjim.biz. That's where you can get Small Business Answers Now. So check both of those out. They're there for you. We built them for you. There's no barrier to entry. If you can get there, we'll let you in. Jeffrey Zabar is all over both of our websites. He's our good friend. And, Jeffrey, we need your website desperately, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
And they can find your books there, too, can't they?
They can find all sorts of stuff that I have online. A lot of the stuff that I've written over the past, 8 to 10 years on home officing, entrepreneurship, telework, small business, all that sort of stuff.
And your blogging is there.
My blogging is, and I've transitioned the site into more of a blog site, so all my articles are there, but everything recent, whether very short form or longer form, is all in blog form right on the site.
So check that out when you get a chance. Folks, we're talking with Jeff about how to get established, get yourself set up, to give yourself an opportunity to succeed in your home office. Jeff, one of the things that when I started working for Xerox way back in the 70s, the guy whose place I took had perfected working from home. It was like watching a clinic on this thing, and he trained me for about a month before he moved on to another assignment. And I'll never forget what he said to me. He said, his name was Ron Renzetti, and he said, Jim, here's the thing. I know you work hard. I know you know how to work. He said, but you've never worked from home. I said, that's right. He said, here's what you got to do. You got to get up in the morning. You got to get ready. Put your suit on. Those days we always wore suits and we called our customers. And of course, I was gone during the day calling on people. But he said, you got to get up. Even if you're going to work at home during the day on proposals or whatever, he said, get up, put your suit on, go into your office, and don't come out except to go to the bathroom, to eat, or whatever. He said, don't watch television, don't read the paper, don't do the laundry, don't vacuum the floors, like that was going to happen, right?
But
my point is, what he said was, when you put that suit on and you walk over that threshold, he said, you are at work. And he said, you act like you're at work, and it's just a coincidence that the rest of your world, the rest of your personal world, is on the other side of that threshold.
Right.
And that was real good advice for me. And I lived that advice as a telecommuter, as a teleworker, and also as a when I became home-based in 89. That was really good, a good discipline practice for me. And I did that. I really did. I paid attention to that, and it really made a difference. But it helped me to have a place to go.
Well, a lot of people go through that today, where there's a couple mindsets at play. When I started working from home, I've always been uber casual, and we won't get into details. But thank you for that. Having the space has always been enough for me. Having a place to go where I can work from home, crossing that threshold is key, whether I cross it dressed in my Sunday best or whether I cross it in shorts and a T-shirt. For me, crossing that threshold, having my office, knowing my stuff is there as it was yesterday when I left it and as it will be when I'm done at the end of the day, that's very important to me. And that mindset, what I call SOHO for smaller home office, that SOHO psychology, the mindset of working from a home office, is very important. And the furniture that you use and the office that you design and the stuff you have hanging on the wall
and the equipment that you buy,
absolutely,
the technology you have,
it's all very important to how that plays out. And
when I began as a teleworker for Xerox back in 76, Jeff, you know what my technology was?
An IBM Selectric.
No, actually it was an Underwood 5.
Ah, there you go.
And a Bic pen.
There you go.
And carbon paper. That was my technology back in those days.
You know what? Obviously much has changed, but the basics remain the same. Whether it's a computer with broadband, a good phone, I'm always on a wireless headset. I have some of the accessories that I need, whether it's an external hard drive and a battery backup and my BlackBerry. You know, some of the tools have changed, but the concept remains the same, to be as functional as possible. For those in the Central Florida market, I'm going to be in Orlando this weekend of March 6th, and I'm going to be speaking on home office setup, design, furnishing, and what I call Zen at the Central Florida Home and Garden Show over at the Convention Center. And I think there's a lot to be learned about the concept of setting up the home office.
Home-based Zen. How about that?
Home-based Zen. Home office Zen.
Sounds like
Zen.
A title of a book or something, doesn't it?
Absolutely. It's one of my works in progress. If I could get off the road and stop speaking and, actually sit down with my laptop.
Well, Jeffrey, but the world wants you. You've got to share yourself, Jeff.
So many places, so few Jeff.
There's just so little of you to go around. Where's that going to be again in Orlando?
It's going to be at the Orange County Convention Center. It's going to be Friday the 7th and then Saturday and Sunday as well. And we're going to have about five or six presentations, plus I'll be there in a booth.
We got folks listening in that part of the world. Would you mind giving us your website one more time, please?
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks, Jeff, for being here. Good job today.
Always great to be with you, Jim.
Thanks for having me. All right. Got to take a quick break. Right back with Paul Cherry. We're going to talk about salesmanship, selling, putting your best foot forward in front of a customer. How about that? Right after these messages, 29 after, here's Chicago to take us out.
You leave me now, you take away the very heart.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.